You're listening to TV Madness with your host, Makisha Madden-Toby. On today's show, we caught up with Anthony Anderson in a pre-recorded interview during TCA's, and he talked about his new comedy, Guys with Kids. The wonderful thing about Anthony Anderson, or I can call him Anthony, is that he can flip back and forth between dramas and comedies. You know, most recently we saw him on The Shield, K-Vale on Fox, which was short-lived, but not horrible. And, of course, Law & Order. Well, this fall, he's going to be on Guys with Kids. And we caught up with the 42-year-old L.A. native to talk about the show, why critics are calling it not so funny, and sort of why he decided to go back to comedy. Guys with Kids debuts at 8:30 p.m. September 26th on NBC, with a sneak preview airing Wednesday at 10 p.m. September 12th on NBC. Check it out. You've done a sitcom before. Uh-huh. What made you want to do this show?
I hadn't done a sitcom in a while,
right?
Where I was a series regular. I had been flexing this dramatic muscle that I had and wanted to.
And you were great, Law and Order.
Thank you.
And K-Town, K-Vale.
K-Vale and The Shield.
And the
obviously,
Shield.
You haven't done all your homework.
Oh.
no, so, you know, I just wanted to do it before I was typecast as just, you know, a fat, funny dude
in
the film. Not anymore. I once was. I didn't think I was until I saw some old pictures. Like, oh, damn, you was a fat mother. God damn. I just thought I was husky because I live with it. Until I walked past the mirror one day, and I saw a picture from me from 2 months prior, and I was like, oh, shit, I was a fat ass.
You know what?
No, it's serious. It's a true story. I went back to work on Law & Order after our hiatus, and our hiatus is only 2.5 months. So late April through mid-July, I was walking down the hallway to my dressing room, and people were gasping as I walked past their offices and walking out. And they were calling people saying, oh, my God, you got to see Anthony. And so I walked past a mirror that was right next to my dressing room door, and it was a picture of me, you know, just a wardrobe picture, from the last episode we shot on our hiatus months, you know, just a continuity photo. And I stopped and went back and looked at it, and so I'm looking in the mirror at me now, and looking at in the mirror at a picture of me on the mirror from 2.5 months ago, two completely different people. Like,
you had lost that much weight?
Yeah, I had. I had started losing weight prior to that.
Okay.
But I saw the picture, and like I was like, damn, I didn't have a neck.
You know what?
I didn't. I was like, I didn't have a neck. I had jowls. And I'm looking at myself now, and I'm looking at myself then. I was like, wow, I was a fat ass. Oh. I've been lying to myself for years. I've been telling myself I was husky.
You were a little chubby. You weren't fat.
I know. I was fat. Thank you, though. I appreciate that. I know you like them thick. But I was beyond that. And I don't even know how we got on this. How did we get on that subject? How did we get on this?
Oh, we were talking about just sort of your transition from comedy drama to back to
really?
Comedy. And you said I don't want to be typecast. As a funny fat guy.
There we go. And so, you know, so I'm doing shows like The Shield. I'm doing shows like Law & Order and K-Vale. And, you know, my audience, my fan base, they were like, yo, man, when are you going to do something funny again? You know, when are you going to, you know, come back, you
know?
Did
you miss it too, or was it just sort of?
I didn't miss it because that's who I am. So I'm always funny. Even in these dramatic roles, I'm funny, you know, to myself in between takes and all that. So, no, I didn't miss it because I had a point to prove and to make to people who didn't think of me that way. You know, a lot of people ask me, was it difficult to make the transition? I was like, the transition wasn't difficult at all because it's what I do. I'm an actor.
Yeah.
I was like, the difficult part was getting the opportunity to portray those characters.
Yeah.
Because they weren't looking at me like that. So, you know, so now they're like, yo, man, we love you doing we love you doing the drama shit. But when are you going to do something funny again? I was like, soon. And so here we are. So that's why, you know, I accepted this. I was in development to develop something for FX, but
okay.
There was no guarantee as to where that was going to go, and it was going to be a half-hour comedy.
What's the word on that? Any?
I had to abandon it because, you know, this came and it was being made. Jimmy Fallon's a good friend. Mm-hmm. It's NBC. Great cast, great script, and so I did it. I just believed in it. And I would have loved to have done something on my own that I would control and create, but at the particular time, this seemed like the best fit.
Yeah. Talk about your character. You're a stay-at-home dad with four kids?
Stay-at-home dad
or
with
five,
four.
I lost count. There were so many children.
Kids. Yeah, four. Yeah, tell me about it. married to the lovely Tempest Bledsoe, who portrays my
and
wife, Marnie.
And you guys have great chemistry.
Yeah.
I buy you as a couple.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. It's good to see you working off of each other.
Yeah, and that was one of the real reasons that... not real reasons, but one of the reasons that I wanted to do the show is because we hadn't seen a positive, loving black family on network television.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, here was a chance to do that. You know, I'm a stay-at-home dad by choice.
Yeah.
You know, I empower and embrace my wife to go out and, you know, be the breadwinner and work while I stay at home and I raise our children.
Now, the running joke seems to be, and correct me if I'm wrong,
mm-hmm.
because you made its choice, you sort of get the short end of the stick in that you don't get to go out. You don't get to
of
really,
course.
You have to take your kids to the bar.
Yeah, that's, yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of been reversed now. You know, when the men go out and the wives have to stay home, and by the time we do get home and there is something to do, they're dead tired because they've been taking care of the kids all day. So now the roles have been reversed. And, you know, it's like, well, if you're going out, take them with you. And them is four babies, four boys. So I do get the short end of the stick, but, you know, it's a good end to have. Yeah.
One of the other things, here's the criticism. People have been saying that it's sort of old school comedy and that, you know, sort of like set up punchline and the guys are stupid and the women are annoying. Do you see that, or do you think that's an unfair criticism?
I think that's an unfair criticism. I don't know what they're watching, but, you know, I think they've been spoiled with single-camera television.
Mm-hmm.
And this is, yeah, it is old school, but...
Because it's in front of a live studio audience.
But old school is what brought you to the new school.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I'm saying? You can't be new school and old school, but you can be old school and new school.
And how
makes any sense. Well, you know, it's like where all this stuff has come from. Like, you can take, let's use Charlie Wilson from the Gap Band.
I love Charlie Wilson.
He's old school.
Right.
Paved the way
mm-hmm.
for what some of these new school artists are doing.
Right.
He decides to come back into the game. Now, he's new school again.
Okay, I see what you mean.
You understand what I'm saying? And he's old school, and yet he's still... prevalent and relevant in today's society. And I think that's what our show is. It's a throwback to what television once was.
Right.
It's a throwback to what made NBC great.
That's true.
Not to say that the single camera shows that they have on the network aren't great, not nice, but, you know, it's limited. You know, but the view that you have now, performing in front of a live audience, you know, minus a laugh track or whatnot. You know, you're there and you have a multicam. And multicam is set up punchline.
Mm-hmm.
But what's wrong with... That's what comedy is.
Right.
Comedy is a setup and a punchline. And then you move on. And sometimes, you know, in that it's silly, but it's funny.
Yeah.
You know, it's not slapstick.
Right.
But it's comedy. I don't see where, you know, people are always going to have their opinions. You know, I don't see where they say these guys are stupid. I don't see where that comes from. I mean,
I guess because you guys experienced pratfalls and you're sort of overwhelmed by the fatherhood.
But who isn't?
Yes, just
what first-time parent isn't overwhelmed by childhood?
I know
what,
I am.
What the hell with first-time parent? What parent isn't overwhelmed by childhood?
Yeah.
You can have multiple kids and still not understand what it is because each individual child is different.
How many kids do you have?
I have two.
And do you feel that way? How old are they?
Well, they're not children anymore. They're 16 and 12.
Oh, wow.
But they're different. They're different. You know, you had them at different times in your life. You know, that your energy is different. Their energy is different. The time in which you had them are different, you know, with success and whatnot. And it's different. And I think that's what is going to appeal to the masses with our show. Everyone, no matter what race, creed, color, economic background, is going to be able to identify with what we're doing on screen, be it if you're a parent or not. If you're a parent, you'll definitely identify with it. If not, you're the friend of that parent who's going through that
mm-hmm,
stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Guys with kids, you know?
you look at CBS and they've made a success of showing or having multi-camera shows. Is that inspiring sort of now that you guys are, one of the first or on NBC Now again?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's kind of like a lost art form. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, well, it's multi-camera, single camera, you know. Quality television is quality television, regardless of how it's shot. It is a throwback to old, and I welcome it. I've been doing single camera for the last few years, and it's kind
of at least 5 or 6.
Yeah, it's kind of a welcome relief now.
Really?
To go back to this format, it's like, oh.
Is it a rush, sort of being in front of that studio audience and hearing the laugh?
It's a rush being in front of the audience, and they add a whole another element to it. The energy is different when you're performing in front of a live audience. They feed off of what you're giving, and because you're feeding off them, you're giving them something different. You know, you're giving them something different than was on the page.
Uh-huh. How many have you guys shot so far? Or is it just the pilot?
We just shot the pilot. Okay. We go back to work August 8th.
That's exciting. And then you're also going to be launched during the Olympics, which is going to...
We are. We have a sneak preview on September 12th, but the show goes on September 26th.
That's cool.
Yeah, so we're excited about
it. Right?
It does. I mean, you know, and NBC is behind it.
And you have a good rapport with NBC, right? I mean, that's where you started.
I do. That's where I started with Hang Time 16 years ago.
My grandma used to love Hang Time. Did I ever tell you that story?
No. It's a great show.
Teddy, right?
Teddy Bear.
Teddy.
Theodore Teddy Bear Brodus, Deering, Indiana.
Teddy's on.
Yeah, exactly.
she loved you.
I said, is she still with us?
No.
Oh.
But she loved you.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
Which in turn made me love you. So I was like rooting for you. I think that's great that you're
Thank
doing
you.
It.
But yes, it's a great show. I think it's a great show that will resonate with audiences across the board. You know, throwback to an old format. Throwback. With Tempest Bledsoe being back on the network.
She's sitcom royalty.
Yeah, doing. She saved the network once. You know, we're hoping she can save it again. So we're excited about it. I mean, you will have your naysayers about everything, but, you know.
If it does well, then it shuts them up,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Speaking of old school, Sherman Hemsley passed away today. Yeah, George Jefferson.
I didn't hear that. I've been here all day.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's like you're in a bubble.
Yeah. How did he pass?
I'm not sure. I haven't heard, but okay. I know he was older, so I don't think it was natural. But it's sad. It's the death of George Jefferson. Do you have any thoughts on that?
No. I mean, you know, it's, wow. I'm just hearing it for the first time. You know, I've met Sherman Hemsley a few times. And
did you ever get to work with him?
No, we never got to work together, but we've just seen each other in passing and, you know, sat down and had a couple of conversations. Just so, you know, come on, who didn't grow up with George Jefferson?
I know, and then he was on Amen.
And
I
then
watched
Amen,
him again.
Anna Maria Horsford is a good friend of mine.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah, I had no idea. I mean, you know, it's such a sad loss, you know, for his family, for the entertainment industry, because he was a huge... a huge talent and a huge part.
And a trailblazer.
Exactly. That's where I was going, you know, with you know, being who he was as George Jefferson on network television, you know, 30-plus years ago.
Yeah.
Being a successful black man who pulled himself up by his bootstraps, was born with nothing but was a self-made man and moved on up to the east side. Who doesn't know, you know, fish don't fry in the kitchen. Beans don't burn on the grill, you know, and didn't take, you know, was irreverent, you know, didn't take smack from anybody.
That was great.
But especially, you know, from anybody who was non-black, you know, just,
exactly.
he was militant, you know, and he was like, yo, and he was like, no, I deserve to be here. I deserve to be on Park Avenue up the east side.
I think all of us could see some of our dads in him.
Yeah.
Granddad, uncle, somebody in our family.
Yeah, definitely. Not
Jefferson,
taking any shit from anyone, white, black, or brown, and you know, making his presence known without flaunting it in your face.
Yeah.
You know, but a sad loss. I had no idea.
Yeah, sorry to be the one to break the news. See, that is not what I wanted to do.
You ain't shit.
Oh, I just wanted to know what you thought, because I knew you would say something poignant, and you did. So
okay.
There.
No, right.
I did that. I didn't mean to doom you, make you
yeah,
make you sad.
I mean, I loved him. Buck the Establishment, you know?
Yeah.
I love the character. I mean, you know, and it gave us something to aspire to.
Yeah.
You know, seeing that. You know, just seeing his character, the character George Jefferson. He's like, yo, I can do it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Manifest your own destiny. Yeah.
Our time is almost up, but I wanted to find out, are you doing anything else that you want to promote, or do you want to just talk about the show? Or?
We talk about the show. I mean, you know, that's about it. I have a monthly comedy show that I host in New York City.
That's great.
At Gotham Comedy Club called Mixtape Comedy, every third Sunday of the month.
Oh, cool.
So we do that. I have a film that's in the can that...
What's it called?
Goats. You know, David Duchovny, Minnie Driver, Vera Farmiga.
Nice.
You know, took it to Sundance, did well at Sundance.
Nice.
Was purchased and I think is coming out in limited release in another month. And my co-star on the show, Jesse Bradford, he and I did a film with Christopher Walken and Christian Slater called The Power of Few.
Wow.
We shot that down in New Orleans. And hopefully that'll be released soon. And that's about it, you know, focusing on, you know, making Guys with Kids the success that it can be and the success that we see it becoming. And, you know, shutting all the naysayers up. You know, if they ain't hating, you ain't doing something right.
Right. Well, yeah. Best of luck. Thank you so much for talking to me.
All
You're
right.
the best.
Now, did I talk to your husband at NABJ?
I'm pretty sure.
That was Anthony Anderson. Don't you love him? He's so funny. So watch Guys with Kids. I'm not a big fan of it, but I'm rooting for him. I hope it gets funnier for his sake because he's a good guy, and I want the show to do well. So Guys with Kids, sneak preview September 12th at 10 p.m. on Wednesday on NBC, and then official premiere 8:30 p.m. September 26th on NBC. Check it out. Thank you so much. I have to do my thank yous. Thank you, Leo. You guys, you don't even know. I say this every time, but I mean it every time. Thank you, NPR West, production assistant and graphic artist Adam Janis, and our sponsor, Record Surplus in Santa Monica, the last record store. Visit recordsurplusla.com. Thanks for listening.